This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. Google X is one of the most secretive tech entities in the country. It's a place where dreams go to be born, and sometimes, as in the case of Google Glass, where they are born into a world not quite prepared for them. If you've heard about Google's internet balloons, its self-driving cars, really any of the company's so-called moonshots, X is probably somewhere in the mix. But how does a public company that has shareholders to worry about still work on big, weird, and maybe totally implausible ideas? Marketplace Tech host Ben Johnson tracked down Astro Teller, the director of Google X, in Austin for a conversation about how to turn weird into gold.
So you're the head of one of the most famously mysterious places in the tech world. What's the most different thing about it as a workplace?
Well, the talk that I just gave here at South By was about failure, and I think that that subject is one of the things that's sort of the Google X special sauce.
Uh-huh.
We actually have a culture where doing the experimenting is the learning, is the innovation.
Not only okay, but encouraged.
I'm not sure that there's an alternative.
What's the craziest idea that you guys completely passed on and are not doing anything about?
Someone would, I'm just throwing out random examples,
yeah.
But the first couple I can think of, someone said, hey, I wonder how much power there is in an avalanche. So we like do the math and like, is that practical? You know, throw that one out after half an hour.
Sure.
But that was worth doing. Someone else says, hey, what if we put a coil of copper around the North Pole and then harvest the magnetic flux of the Earth's core as it joggles back and forth, which will cause a current in that wire of copper, and then we could pipe that back down to, like, Europe or something.
Okay, a bad that took, idea, like, not a good idea?
Several hours before we threw that out. But if you ever say to those people, that's stupid, they will never bring you another idea.
Do you think culture, then, is actually more important than ideas?
It's everything.
At one time, Google's motto was, don't be evil. I mean, is that a part of your thinking when you're talking about putting giant coils of metal on the North Pole?
Of course. Actually, that issue of don't be evil is probably the number one reason we throw out ideas. It's not just don't be evil, which is still the sort of informal model
right.
for Google. We want to actively make the world,
good.
If we can, a radically better place.
Right.
That's an even higher bar, and that cuts off a bunch of avenues that we might otherwise have gone down, maybe that even would have been lucrative. But what we lose in those ways, we more than make up for, because everybody at Google X gets to be passionate and purpose-driven, and it translates into a special kind of progress.
How do you define the culture in terms of being good? I mean, is that a challenge as well?
You know, we don't have, you know, some message from God that gives us a list of what's good and what's not good. Obviously,
sure.
We have to make our own flawed judgments about each thing.
Sure.
But when we try to make a car that drives itself, we believe, whether we're right or not, we believe that there would be strong net positive benefit to the world if cars could drive themselves safer than people could.
What's a piece of technology that you wish you had that you don't have?
We have started a few projects that are sort of shells. They're like projects waiting to happen, but we don't have an idea, but we're so desperate to do that project.
Mm-hmm.
Batteries is one of them. It comes up over and over and over again that a 10 times increase in the weight-oriented density of batteries, or the volumetric, the space-oriented density of batteries, would enable so many other moonshots that that's one that just constantly comes up over and over again. And we will start that moonshot if we can find a great idea. We just haven't found one yet.
Right.
So it's sitting there like an empty box waiting.
Astro, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks.